Proclamation number 3657 of 15th of January, 1946. Day of Judgment. Devil of the End Time. The Day of Judgment will end everything, good and evil activity on this earth, as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. It will be a horror for evil, for the devils of the lost days who dwell on earth embodied as a human being, but it will also be a day of joint victory for people who strived for good at all times, who recognized and confessed me despite the worst rage of those devils who are under Satan's rule. And my righteousness will be revealed, nothing will be able to be concealed, nothing will remain under false pretense. Every deed and every thought will come to light openly, and I will judge people according to the way of life. And all adversity will come to an end for my own, but the great adversity for those who are in bondage to my adversary will only begin, and this is the damnation, that I will imprison them again, that they, deprived of their free will, will have to languish in hardest matter again for an infinitely long time. But the devils of the end time cannot expect any mercy for the time being, for their raging against me and my own is too severe and necessitates the harshest punishment. Moreover, a change of their attitude is no longer possible on this earth, for they have sunk too low and are close to the spiritual state again which prompted me to let creation arise for the apostate spirits. And thus they will have to take the path through creation again if they are to have the opportunity to come close to me again of their own free will. The final judgment is the prelude to this and at the same time the conclusion for the souls which have finally given up their resistance against me, which strive towards me in free will and sought to gain my pleasure on earth. And thus good will be separated from evil, and the process of destruction will take place before the eyes of all people on earth, and it will be a great horror for all inhabitants of earth, for I will rapture my own before I take them from this earth into their living bodies and transfer them to a place of peace until the work of reshaping the earth is completed, which will then again serve them as their abode. The end is near. And you should all fear the hour of judgment, who today scoff and mock and no longer believe in the righteousness of him who gave you life. You should fear the hour and make every effort not to let it become an hour of condemnation for you. Believe that the time is near which I have always and constantly announced, and prepare yourselves for it. For the time still given to you for your earthly life is exceedingly short, it is only a last phase which will also be exceedingly painful, and you will recognize that you live in the last days and that the end will no longer tolerate a delay, for if the devils themselves rage on earth I will end their existence. And you will all be able to recognize that the devils are raging by the fact that their activity is directed against me. That all love is fading away, that people are harming each other in the most blatant lack of love, that they act like devils amongst themselves and disregard all divine order. But my love dwindles as my adversary's kingdom, and I will destroy this kingdom when the last day has come, which I have set as the end since eternity in recognition of people's will and their spiritual low, which testifies to their belonging to my adversary. And I urgently call upon all of you, remember the approaching end. Prepare yourselves so that you belong to my own. Do not let yourselves be seduced by the devils but resist them so that you will not fall under the judgment. For the last day is no longer too far away, it will take you by surprise if you don't pay attention to my word, if you don't believe. But I want to warn you before it is too late, and for this purpose I will send you my messengers who shall bring you my word, which is truth and will remain so for all eternity, for it emanates from me, who is the eternal truth myself. Amen.